Hey, my name is Blake Lawyer, and I'm a local pastor here in Shelbyville at Christ Community Church. But I'm new to Shelbyville. I grew up in southern Indiana, a little town called Odin. I actually grew up on a rural farm and graduated with 68 people, so really small town. And I ended up in Shelbyville kind of two ways. One, by vocation. We moved here to be a part of Christ Community Church. But also because my wife grew up here, and so it was a place that we knew and loved, and we're excited to be a part of the community. My first job was actually, I was a pizza delivery guy for Domino's while I was in college, and it was a really fun job, and ironically, that was also when I met my wife, Caitlin. And so I can remember delivering pizzas and sneaking in phone calls to Caitlin while I was out on delivery runs. So that was my first job. We actually were not looking to buy a home. We were living in a home here in Shelbyville that we loved. We'd only been in it a few years. And I actually went to lunch with Tori one day. And Tori just asked me if I was interested in selling my house, and I told him no. We began, he asked a couple more questions. We just started having some conversations, and the conversation ended with me saying, well, I'll talk to Caitlin and see what she thinks. I'm not really thinking too much of that. Ironically, we were having dinner at her parents' house that night, which is about a mile down the road from where we lived. And after dinner, we talked about the idea a little bit, and she was like, well, I guess it wouldn't hurt to just look and see what's around. And after dinner, we actually pulled out of her parents' house and turned the corner, and there was a for sale sign in the yard of this home. And we all of a sudden just began to dream and think about what it would be like to be close to her parents and be in this neighborhood, town and country that we just really enjoy, that Caitlin grew up in. Long story short, that's how we found our home. A few days later, we were in contract and we were working to sell our home. What was unique about that experience was Tori was our agent. But Tori was also the agent for the home that we were buying for the buyers and the sellers. And that created just a really unique process. And I was really impressed with Tori and Baird and the rest of the team, because they all worked really hard to over-communicate through that process. You know, anytime you're in a process like that, there's lots of opportunities for overlap or wondering if everyone's being treated fairly. And there were just multiple times where they went above and beyond to make sure that everyone knew what was going on, everyone knew where everybody was in the agreement, and really helped to make everyone feel like they were getting the most out of the experience. So that was really, really good for our family. And so the house that we're living in now, we're actually working on remodeling some of it. We knew we were going to be doing some of that as we moved in, and we love it. We love it. It gives our family plenty of room to grow. As a pastor in town, there's lots of just good space to host and to have other people in our home, which we love to do. One of the things that we did was we took out a wall between the kitchen and the living room, and there's a big fireplace in the living room, and we're just learning to love to spend a lot of time in there with other people in our community, and so it's quickly becoming a favorite in the house. I think one of the surprises for me is always the inspection part of the process. You always tell yourself that something's going to come up that you didn't know about, but I feel like both times that we've bought a home, there have been surprises during that you weren't expecting, things that come up that you just never would have dreamed were going to be issues, and in that there's good and bad. You know, you learn things that you're glad that you know, and then there's also things that you're like, oh man, I'm really disappointed that that's an issue. So I think that was probably where the most surprise came in for us. The best advice I've ever received, it's a tie. It's a tie between my papa, who is no longer with us, and my mom. Mom stole hers from scripture. She always would tell me before I would leave for any kind of sporting event or anything like that, where I was going to be doing something, she'd always say, "Lean on the big guy." And that came from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." And so she would always remind me to lean on the big guy, not on myself. And the other one from Papaw, we would watch a lot of college basketball together when I was a little kid. And anytime somebody would shoot free throws, if they would shoot a free throw and miss it short, he would yell. It didn't matter if it was 11 o'clock at night, or, you know, like, it just didn't matter. If you missed it short, he was going to yell at the top of his lungs, "Don't miss them short." And then he would turn to me and say, "That's the best advice anybody can ever give you. Don't miss it short." And so, give it all you got, lean on the big guy. Those two combined are the best advice I've ever received.